It's time for Taylor Talk, the number one Taylor Swift podcast brought to you by the fan site, taylorswift13.org.
Hello, everybody, and welcome to episode 55. This is Belle.
Maya.
Diane.
And Steve.
Steve.
Hi, Steve.
Hey,
Hi.
How's it going?
Awesome. How are you doing?
Oh, pretty good.
Awesome.
All the guys aren't here right now, so this is going to be a little different for me, but I think I can handle it.
Yeah, you're the only male on the episode right now. You're special. You're a special snowflake.
Steve is the fill-in for Adam this week.
Yeah.
Those are some big shoes to fill, though.
Oh, no, he's big feet.
He does have big feet. So we're sorry about the fact that we didn't have an episode last week. We had some technical difficulties and whatnot. But this is going to be your awesome episode to make up for it, right?
Right.
I thought that was last week.
It was. We had technical difficulties.
No, I think Steve is talking about his episode, right?
Oh, I see where you're going with that. Oh, that was sneaky.
Uh-huh. Why don't we talk about that a little bit?
Steve's like, let's talk about me for a while.
Well, not me, just the guys in general.
I loved it.
Guys in general did a great job.
I loved the episode. I thought it was really great. I had so much fun listening to it. You guys were very entertaining.
We had a little bit different perspective on things. I think that helps sometimes to see what it's like to be a guy Swiftie, because this is our year.
It is your year. And why is that?
Well, because, they even have a guy shirt this time, I guess, at the Red Tour?
Yeah. They need a special guy's shirt.
They finally answered all the guys' complaining prayers, and they're just like, we need guy merch! And then there's guy merch, and that's exciting.
Yay.
Yep, you can actually buy a Taylor Swift t-shirt and not feel super awkward about wearing it, right?
Hey, I never feel awkward about wearing it. It was Adam. He has to put his hoodie over top of it.
Oh, yeah, no, he has that
Adam
problem.
And poor Adam's not here to defend himself on this, so this will probably be my last episode of Taylor Talk, because I'm probably going to get confused.
We make fun of Adam every time he's not here.
Oh, okay.
We make fun of Adam every time that he is here.
Yeah, that's true.
Yeah, so it's really not going to be any different.
So you're good.
But it's only because we love him.
Oh.
You know, we're very fond of Adam. Hopefully you guys did all listen to the All Guys episode. And if you haven't, then you need to backtrack and download it and listen to it, because these guys have a lot of really great perspectives and interesting things to say that us females don't necessarily know how to say. So go men. Woohoo. So I believe we do have some calendar items. Why don't you guys kick those off? Steve?
Right. I will start the calendar here. So ACM weekend will be coming up here shortly. The ACM Awards will be on April 7th. It'll be broadcast on CBS at 8 o'clock Eastern, 7 Central. Voting for Entertainer of the Year begins on Monday, March 25th, and Taylor's up for that, so definitely everybody got to get ready to vote for her. So that's the 25th. Just remember that. Let's see here. We got she's nominated for a good bit of awards here. First Female Vocalist of the Year, Album of the Year, and then Video of the Year for We Are Never Ever Getting Back Together. So definitely.
Like ever.
So that's definitely going to be a great time. Hopefully she wins big, but we'll see what happens. April 8th, the following day, she's actually going to perform at an event called ACM Presents, which it's going to be Tim McGraw's summer or Superstar Summer Night, which is going to be kicking off his 2013 tour. So that's going to be broadcast on CBS at a later date. We're not sure when that is, but if anybody's in Las Vegas on the 7th and the 8th, the awards, and then also the Tim McGraw show would be a great thing to go to. One thing I did want to point out is Taylor will be performing at the ACM Awards, and the thing that's interesting is it's about time for another song, because she released Begin Again September 25th, so it's almost, you know, been, what, like 6 months here now, so I think she's going to perform a different song, especially being a big award show like that. So just want to get your input real quick. What do you think she may choose as her next country single and possibly perform for the ACM Awards?
That's a tough one. I want her to release as a country single, I Almost Do.
I think that could be a good one. I mean, I don't know. It's hard because they just haven't, they haven't announced anything.
Push that song, yeah. Or Stay, Stay, Stay.
Could be. It sounds country enough, doesn't it? I think it could make it work.
Well, that's a tough one.
Well, I feel like she might perform Highway Don't Care with Tim McGraw and Keith Urban, because they're both going to be there that night. And that was a song that was recently released in, what, February? Last month? So they might try to push that one. And she might just perform duet with them.
And that could be a big surprise there. That would be cool.
Maybe she'll do a duet with them and do a song on her own.
I don't know. It's all speculation at this point, but that's something for you guys to think about. Because, I mean, it seems like it's time for another single, especially because Begin Again has been out for a good while. And she always seems to bring out a new song, like, at big award shows like the CMA Awards or the ACM. So just want to get your opinion. So that's awesome.
That is very true.
All right. And our other calendar item is that the Red Tour continued in St. Louis, Missouri on March 18th and 19th. Then they headed to Charlotte, North Carolina on March 22nd, and then Columbia, South Carolina, March 23rd. And later this week, March 27th, 28th, and 29th, Taylor's going to be in Newark, New Jersey, and I'm going to get to see her, and I'm excited.
Me too, again! I was at the Omaha shows, but I'm being greedy and going to a lot of shows this month.
I can't believe my show is next. Like, I haven't gotten it through my head yet. Freaking out.
No, that's so exciting for you, Maya. That's what, Wednesday?
Mm-hmm.
Diane, when's your first show?
August 15th.
Oh.
Don't even talk to me right now.
Mine's going to be second week of May, so it's coming up, but I still got a little bit of time there, too.
Yeah, but not as long as me. I've got like 5 months. You've got like, I don't know, 5 weeks.
5 weeks.
Why don't we move on to some mini segments?
Yay, Steve, you didn't have any of these mini segments on the episode you were on, did you?
I don't think so. I think our episode went long enough with what we had, so we kind of we figured we'd save that for the next time through. So this will be my first time with these, so hopefully I don't screw it up too bad.
Oh, you'll be fine. All you have to do is
nah, read it. You'll be all good. Exactly. So our first one is submitted by The Swift Factor, and they said, or via Twitter, and they said, you know you're a Swiftie when you see a box with Taylor's font on it and think, hey, they stole Taylor's font!
Right, because Taylor's the only person that is allowed to use Satisfaction.
Our next submission is from 5 Sec, as in seconds, 5 Sec of Swift on Twitter. And they said, you know you're a Swiftie when your mom is as excited about Red Tour dates being announced for your country as you are.
Aww, go Swiftie moms!
I was like... When the tour dates got announced, I think I was, like, with my friends or something, and I wasn't paying attention, and I actually did. I get a text from my mom. She's like, guess what? Taylor announced tour dates. I'm like, oh, my God.
You have the perfect mom, Maya.
You trained her well.
I did.
The next one comes from Emma via text message, and she says, you know you're a Swiftie when you stop whatever you're doing on your phone, shut off your phone, and take a screenshot whenever the hour ends with 13.
That's cute.
Okay, and I have the text message here from Emily. It's one of the If the Swifties Ruled the World. No one would talk to each other. They would just sing Taylor songs back and forth because there's a Taylor song for everything that happens in life.
Do you guys remember that video where it was a YouTube video where a guy, like a couple of guys, would like walk up to somebody, a girl, and hit on them using Taylor Swift lyrics?
Ooh. Ellen DeGeneres made one of her writers do that. She made her go up to people in, like, Costco and talk to them using only lyrics from We Are Never Ever Getting Back Together.
I did see that. That was funny.
Oh, yeah, I remember that, too. She's like, you go talk to your friends, talk to my friends, talk to me. And the person was like,
what?
What? Excuse me? That was really funny. All right, so I think it's time to get to the main discussion. What's the main discussion? Red Tour!
And don't get scared, because we're not going to talk about spoilers. But no. We should talk about the nature of spoilers, though.
So, like, what constitutes a spoiler?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Because Belle has already seen it, so Belle obviously cannot be spoiled, because she was one of the first people to see it ever. Maya, you're going to see it on Wednesday.
Yes.
And Steve, how do you feel about spoilers? Because I feel like you might feel the strongest about them, as any of us do on the show.
Well, to me, like, some of the spoilers would be, like, the set list, for instance. I mean, I want to go there and not know what songs are being performed, you know, which ones did she take off the Red album, and maybe some of the other ones from other albums. So that's a big one for me. And just, like, I don't mind, like, the very specific ones, like, here's something that happens only at this particular event. So at the Omaha show, she sang this song. She's not going to sing it anywhere else on a tour, or had a special guest, that kind of stuff. I'm fine with that because, you know, it's a one opportunity that way. So then if people put YouTube videos up there, that you really get to see that if you weren't at that particular show. But in general, I don't always like when we know every single thing. Okay, she wore this outfit. She does this. And you know, that's the kind of stuff that to me, like, I want to experience that firsthand myself. So I've kind of backed away even a little bit from Twitter and Facebook just to kind of, like, not get into too much of the specifics of the tour.
Okay, that's fair.
So there is one really cool thing that we can talk about because it's definitely not a show spoiler, and it's something that is new and different from anything that she's done before. There is actually the opportunity, if you happen to be a member of Taylor's forum, Taylor Connect, to get pit passes this tour. You guys heard of this?
I have heard of that.
Pretty darn awesome.
Belle, you were able to do that, weren't you?
I did. I bought them for the first show, so I got to be right in pit, right against the catwalk for the first show, and it was awesome.
It's really good that she's doing stuff for fans like that, because, you know, Taylor Connect is a big part of the whole Taylor Swift social media that, you know, those are some of the most hardcore fans, so that's great that they get some sort of benefit like that to be able to purchase pit passes.
Yeah, like that the biggest fans get the first opportunity to be right there in the front, I think is a really great thing that she's doing.
And I don't think the scalpers have caught on yet, so luckily they're not going out there. And I
don't think they can.
Well, here's the situation, the way that it works, though, is that you have to have had an account before February 22nd, so that you can't just make an account just to get them like after it was announced. And you can go to a certain link on Taylor Connect and click on the show that you want pit passes for. And what they'll do is they'll email you with, like, a specific special code that is unique to you.
If you get
and
picked,
a link where you can buy them.
Not everyone gets picked.
I believe there's 250 available per show.
So it's kind of like a lottery system.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I guess. Yeah, and so if you get picked, you know, just randomly, I guess, for the opportunity to buy pit passes, you get emailed with a special unique code. It's unique only to you, and you have to use that code to buy your passes within 24 hours. And the passes are $154 per person, which is a lot less than a lot of floor seats go for sometimes, you know. So that's actually not bad at all. Like, I was really pleased with that price. And you have to, like, when you pick them up, you have to pick them up at will call at the venue, and you have to show your ID. So you can't really scalp them, you know?
Yeah, that's great.
Yeah.
So this email that you get that tells you that you can buy pit passes, does that come maybe, like, a few days before your concert or a couple months?
I think it's about the normal. I think people have been saying it's been about 2 weeks before their show. They've been... For the first few shows, it was closer, but I think from now on it's going to be, you should get the email about 2 weeks before your concert.
Okay, so then since I'm going to the show on August 15th, and I should check my email maybe like the end of July.
You should check your email all the time.
I know.
I was just going to say that.
You should be looking out for that email.
Yeah.
Around the end.
Yeah,
that's
there we go.
Look out for it.
Exactly. So it's actually a really good deal. And apparently, like, what they said at first is that if they don't sell out in the pre-sale, then they'll send an email so it's available to anybody that's on her mailing list. And if those don't sell out, they'll go on Ticketmaster. But I think that, like, it was just in the very beginning, not enough people knew about them ahead of time. Like, we only got this notification, like, days before the first concert.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So I don't think that all the pit passes that were available, the 250 that were available for Taylor Connect members, sold out. But that's not going to be the same for other, because, you know, a lot of people already had their tickets. Like, we already had, you know... had already bought their tickets for their concerts.
And plus,
unfortunately,
I feel like it's going to be more difficult to get pit passes based on where your show is, because you went to one in Omaha, Nebraska. And, I mean, it's just a fact, because not that many people live in Nebraska. But for LA, I mean, granted, Taylor does have, I believe, four shows, right?
Four shows.
So, I mean, that's like 250 times four, which is some number. I don't do math. But,
That's 1,000.
Yeah, but you have a chance to get tickets, but it's still going to be difficult because there are so many people. So just make sure you check your emails.
Yeah, and again, I think that, like, that system where about how they distribute the rest of the tickets if they don't sell out isn't really going to apply to the shows that are going to be coming up, because now that people have enough advance notice, they're going to sell out on Taylor Connect. So that is the implemented strategy that they have for the tickets that they don't sell, but I wouldn't bank on that, you know, for your show, because now that people have more notice before their shows ahead of time, I feel like they're going to sell out on TC. And if you don't win passes for or excuse me, not win, but if you don't get the opportunity to buy pit passes through Taylor Connect, the Keds booth at each show will give you an opportunity to upgrade your ticket to pit. It's basically like a, like an electronic slot machine. You just like spin this thing, and if it lands on pit, you get pit. But note that you have to have a regular ticket to get in the venue, and the Keds booth is only offering an upgrade to pit if you happen to win it. So you can't like go to the show without a ticket and hope to win pit. So I just want to make that clear that you do have the opportunity to try and win them, but you have to have a ticket to get in, and it's basically an upgrade if you win
it. Okay, that's good to know.
So anybody that gets pit, have fun, because it's, in my opinion, it's completely worth it. So should we move on to other awesome parts of the show that are not so spoilery?
We shall.
Absolutely.
Let's do that.
So what other differences have you guys noticed just from watching any YouTube videos or whatever about this show and Speak Now? Because I noticed a few significant ones.
Well, I've heard rumors that Taylor doesn't write the 13 on the back of her hand anymore.
Yeah, I think, I mean, so that far, is true. No one's seen one. Mm-hmm. There's a 13 on one of her guitars.
Oh, yes, there is. It's hidden, too.
It's a sneaky 13.
It's, like, inside the guitar.
Right, so the 13 still makes an appearance, but it's not quite as obvious as it was on previous tours.
On the back of her hand, yeah.
Also, she wasn't doing the arm lyrics until, was it Charlotte? I think it was in, or no, it was, no. Well, a few shows ago.
It was St. Louis. Just
okay, yeah, it was St. Louis. Her and Caitlin had Holy Ground lyrics on their arms. So I don't know if she's just doing that now, like, when she feels like it, or what is up with that.
And in general, for the Speak Now tour, it was actually other music that she liked lyrics, or something that also had to do with the city that she was in, so putting her own lyrics on there is different.
Her own. Except she did do her own for the last two nights in New York City. She did lyrics from Long Live.
Yeah, that is true.
But yeah, so it's sort of different.
Different's good. Got to mix
also,
it up a little bit.
People are making a big deal about the fact that she's wearing pants now.
Oh, like, yeah. That's so scandalous. Pants.
For a few songs, she wears pants.
A few songs, really? Not just the one? Well,
Yeah. For, like...
For, like, a one, section of the show.
One, two, three... Like four songs.
Mm-hmm.
She wears pants. Yeah, it's like a section. It's a section of the show.
Well, I mean, wearing pants. I don't think it's bad for Taylor to wear pants. I mean, obviously, we all wear pants. Like, it's not illegal for Taylor to wear pants, too. But the issue is...
I mean, she also wears leather shorts. Why, like...
Right. Well, the issue is previously, Taylor has, like, I guess, like, branded herself as someone who wears, like, sundresses and the cowboy boots, and she doesn't do that anymore. And, I mean, that's just, like... probably just proof of her growing up and just changing her image a little bit, and that's okay, she's allowed to do that, but people, I guess, are a little bit resistant to change, and they would like her to wear dresses 24/7 like she used to.
Yeah.
I think I, you know, what we were mentioning this earlier is how people just make up the craziest things about nothing when it comes to her, and, you know, she's 23 years old, she can do what she wants. If she wants to wear pants or shorts, this isn't 1900, you know? Like, it's not like, oh my gosh, you're not wearing a dress, you're not a lady anymore. Like, you know? I mean, I wore a dress one night for the Speak Now, or not for the Speak Now, for, you know, in Omaha, and ever since then, I've been wearing pants. Am I not a lady? Like...
And then something else that she changed for this tour is that the Tea Party has been renamed as Club Red.
Yeah.
Yes.
Which that in itself sounds mature.
Yeah, it does.
We were making jokes about Club Red being 21 plus.
being a bar, yeah, being a bar party.
Guys, I had a crazy night at Club Red. Like, I don't know, it just, I mean, I've seen pictures of it, it looks a lot like the Tea Party room. There's like a sign that says Club Red, but... Besides that, it's the same idea with, like, the drapey stuff and the pole in the middle with the pictures of her and her friends, and it's very similar. They just renamed it.
Changed the name. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah.
And apparently the picking procedure is slightly different now.
Oh, do you have info about the...
Instead of, like, you know, it used to be that they would come up to you and ask you if you'd met Taylor before, but now I think it's more like someone will just come up to you and sort of, like, tap you on the shoulder and hand you a little card that says, congratulations, you've been selected for the chance to meet Taylor after the show. meet in this section, and then you get everyone in your group gets wristbands. So they're not doing as much like talking to people and finding out their stories as much as just looking for people, and if they see people who are, you know, going nuts, then they'll just go over and sort of just hand it to them.
Well, it's probably hard to have a conversation during a big concert, you know, it's loud. Like, I don't think they, I mean, they like might not be able to hear you. Like, hey, so have you met Taylor? And if they can't, you know, like I think it'd be difficult to have a conversation like that. So it's probably just easier to just hand them a pass.
Yeah.
So, speaking of things that, you know, especially that Steve mentioned that were okay to be, you know, talked about because they're happened at individual shows, we had our very first guest in St. Louis.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
That was exciting. I wasn't there, obviously, but I got to see videos, and that made me happy. Who was the special guest?
Nelly!
And they sang Hey Porsche. Oh.
Yeah. Oops. Hey Porsche, but my bad. Right.
There's an E at the end. The E is not silent.
Well, actually, Hey Porsche would signify an A at the end,
yeah,
technically.
Yeah, but it's a German
but
car, so...
It's okay.
I'm just making nonsense.
It cracked me up seeing Nelly, like, sing that song to Taylor. I don't know why. I just thought it was funny.
Yeah.
Also hearing her sing it, because it, like, the words when she sings them, like, don't make sense. But it's still great.
Wait, they don't make sense as in, like, Taylor's not singing it properly, or just...
No, like, she's singing it properly. It's just funny when she sings them. Because, yeah, they're just about, I don't know, like, I don't actually know the words, but from the video, I remember that it was funny.
I haven't seen the video, but I have heard the song before, and I know they're not, I mean, really talking about a car, so.
No. Not really.
No, I don't think they're really talking about the car.
But it's still a catchy song, and it's fun, and it looked like that it was a great performance from the videos that I've seen on YouTube of it.
It's a fun performance, and Nelly's from St. Louis, so I think everyone there was excited about seeing him come out, and it's a catchy song. It's been stuck in my head actually since then.
It's stuck in my head right now because we're
talking
about
it. I know, me too,
because
we started talking about it. So yeah, I'm excited to see what other guests may show up. People have been having heart attacks lately because in Charlotte and in Columbia, Taylor soundchecked Drive-By by Train, but like they didn't show up at the show. But they are going on tour later this summer, so maybe it's like soundcheck foreshadowing.
Yeah, they're just preparing for the future.
Yeah, I mean, because she did that last tour. On some like earlier date, she soundchecked Iris by the Goo Goo Dolls, and then she performed that in New York City.
I wonder why she would soundcheck a song that she's not going to perform that night, because...
Maybe she does it as like singing warm-up.
Oh, like, maybe. That's true.
You know, it's just like a song that she likes and she wants to do something to like warm up her voice.
Try, you know, just go through the vocal range.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
That's a good point.
I have a thing that I personally want to happen, like a guest. I don't think it's really going to happen, but like I've got it into my head that Taylor's going to sing Breathe in Newark. And because Colby Calais has a show on the 27th that's like near there, I think maybe in New York or Pennsylvania somewhere, and then she has a day off on the 28th and she has a show on the 29th, but like what if she was a surprise guest on the 28th and they sang Breathe together? I would freak out.
That would be spectacular. I would seriously love it. Like Breathe is literally one of my favorite Taylor
songs.
I
might be like making this all up in my head, but
well, hey Maya, if you're right, I mean, you can, you know, call us out on being psychic or something. Or call yourself out on being psychic.
I got into Taylor's mind. I know what she thinks.
Yeah. I'm right.
Yeah, so we'll see what happens with that.
Taylor also had a small guest at the Charlotte show in North Carolina. I don't think there's really anything that we can say much about this for, but I just wanted to mention it. She brought this little girl named Emma Ruth on stage during Sparks Fly, and she's a 7-year-old girl from Texas who has a disease called Fanconi anemia, I believe that's how you say it, which is a rare blood disorder that leads to bone marrow failure. So it was just a really sweet moment, and this local radio station in Charlotte helped Emma and her family get get tickets to the show.
Yeah, and they had a pre-show meet and greet too, and the pictures are so cute.
They are absolutely insanely adorable. I seriously cried when I saw the videos of her bringing her up on stage.
She stopped mid-sentence and sparks fly, just leaned down and was like, and my favorite is how she, like, you can see she, like, spots her, and she, like, skips over to her to grab her and just kind of, like, throws the microphone on the ground and pulled her out of the pit. It was so cute.
Yeah, so, I mean, that just shows what a big heart Taylor has. And if you want to learn more about Emma, you can go to facebook.com/prayersforemma.
Yes, and you'll see the cutest pictures ever of the sweetest little girl. I just died. So, Taylor does this really cool thing when she... Do you guys remember last year, or last tour, when she had the big giant fake tree?
Mm-hmm. On the B stage.
And she would go to, you know, on the B stage. And she would go to that and sing, you know, her acoustic set. Well, she's doing the same thing this tour, except for there's not an actual tree. It's just like a little mini stage. And the first song that she sings has been different in every single show.
And apparently she's been, like, reading our tweets and posts on Taylor Connect and things.
About what songs they want to hear.
Because she's bringing back a lot of her classics that some of them she hasn't performed since, you know, the Fearless tour even.
Yeah, I mean, she just did Tim McGraw a few nights ago.
Yes!
Oh! And she did Cold as You the show before that. And, like, everyone's flipping out.
Yeah, just to recap, the songs that she's performed so far are I Almost Do, White Horse, Should Have Said No, Cold as You, Tim McGraw, and Forever and Always.
So we got a couple from the first album, a couple from the second album. That's pretty good.
I know. I love that she's doing that, that she's, like, going through and actually looking at what people are requesting and, like, taking that into account.
It makes me wonder what she's going to do, though, when she runs out of her own songs to sing. Because eventually...
She might go back to doing covers.
Yeah, she could do that. Or she could do
start, like, rotating, doing, like, you know, yeah, like, doing some songs again. Like, I feel like she might do I Almost Do again at some point.
I hope so, because I really love that. Like, that is one of my favorite songs off of this album, and I was really happy to see her play that. And then the second night, we're thinking she's going to play it again, and all of a sudden we hear, like, the first couple of, you know, notes from White Horse, and I just started screaming. I was like, White Horse!
Like, what's happening? That wasn't what she did before.
I was, like, freaking out. It was awesome.
It's hard to say. She may go through these songs and pretty much play all her old songs and then have a whole different thing that she does for the second half of the tour. Because that's what she did last time.
She could come up with something else.
Right, because on the Speak Now tour, she didn't originally have a bunch of the duets and special guests, and then that was kind of a later on thing that she added in there. So, you know, she likes to seem to change the tour as it goes. So as much as we try to figure it out, she'll come up with something new and crazy we didn't even think about.
That's true. She always keeps us on our toes, that one. One thing I will tell you is really fun, whether you're, you know, 14 or 24 or whatever, is find some unique outfit to wear to Taylor shows. And always and definitely take the time to notice other people's unique outfits. Like me and Haley from the show, we had this interesting idea that stemmed from a Twitter name or handle I had once when the Red first came out or whatever. And she made us these, like, red capes that said little red Taylor hoods on the back and a hand heart. And I haven't seen anybody else with that lately. And while I was there, we saw, you know, people dressing up as really creative things. We saw this group of girls that had, like, purple leotards and tights and then, like, yellow tutus and wings. And they were the Wonderstruck girls.
Adorable.
It was really cute. It was really cute. And there was just all sorts of really creative, like, costumes and stuff, and that's part of the fun of a Taylor concert. It's just, like, just having fun dressing up and seeing what other people dress up as, because people come up with the cutest and most interesting and unique outfits. And I would think that I feel like it's become a thing at Taylor shows, you know? And so that's definitely something to notice, like, when you're there. It's just fun. It's just to see how creative other people get, you know, and how, because it's all in fun, and it's all to support Taylor, and it's, I don't know. I really like that it's, like, become, like, a regular thing at Taylor shows for people to do that. I think it's just, it's fun.
Well, part of it is you got to think about how much time people have put into these outfits and the signs and the poster lights and the whole nine yards. I mean, the creativity is great, and it definitely takes a lot of time to make those costumes. You know, it could take you 8-20 hours, something like that, for a show that's going to be, like, 2-3 hours long. So it's, like, that's so much effort for such a short period of time, but it's just a blast.
Yeah, that's exactly right. It's worth it, though. It's worth it to do something like that and just have fun with it. And It's almost like a Taylor Swift Halloween party. It's not Halloween, you know? But it kind of is. It's just like, it's almost like going to a giant costume party in a way. It's just really fun just to see what people can come up with and how creative they can be with it. I love it when people display any kind of creativity. I'm a very, like, artsy, creative person, and I feel like I'm in my element when I'm around other people that are creative.
And Taylor does definitely have the most creative fans, I'd have to say, compared to most other fan bases. Not to be biased or anything, but I mean...
Not to be biased. But that's true. She does have a very creative fans, and she definitely, like, whether directly or indirectly, inspires other people's creativity a lot. So I would definitely say if you're going to a Taylor concert, have some fun with it. Just honestly, do whatever it is that makes you get the most out of your experience, because, you know, it might only be for a couple of hours, but it's memories that are going to last you a lifetime. So yeah, that wraps up the tour discussion, I think. Everybody have fun that's going and hasn't gone yet. Yay! So I know what we would do if we were at a Taylor concert, but what would Taylor do if on Prank Night they inserted the goat for the I Knew You Were Trouble performance?
And that was submitted by Ashley.
Yeah, Ashley Swift13 on Twitter. She was at the Omaha shows with us. Hi, Ashley, shout out. I think that would be hilarious.
Yeah, it would be pretty funny. I mean, that whole set of videos, I mean, I think we talked about last week there, but, you know, that's just kind of neat how people did the whole sound effect there. At first I was like, is this, like, trying to be mean at Taylor? And then I was like, you know what, actually it is kind of cool. It just, you know, and then everyone got creative trying different things. There was a paper towel dispenser and everything else.
Oh, that one
else.
Was my favorite.
I mean, the thing with it is she tweeted it herself, and she's like, this is hilarious, or something like that. I don't remember the exact tweet.
Yeah, but she obviously liked it. Otherwise,
I mean, she obviously didn't take offense to it, so yeah. So I think it's all right. And, I mean, granted, I think it's become a little bit overkill, because, like, on the Kids' Choice Awards, like, every single nominee, they made a goat video for it.
Did they really? I didn't see the Kids' Choice Awards, because Taylor wasn't on it, so why would I watch it?
Yeah. Yeah. Right? I wasn't actually watching it either, but my roommate was, and she was telling me about this whole, like, they overdid the goat video thing. But, I mean, I think it would be really... Seriously, if Taylor's in the middle of performing on You Knew Your Trouble, and she was about to do her, oh, and all of a sudden, bah! Bah!
I think, like, she would have a moment where she'd be like, wait, what? And then she'd just keep going. She's a performer, and she knows that when stuff happens, you have to keep going. But I think
it would just keep going. But I think she'd be laughing a little bit, too. She'd be like, what? Oh, okay. And then she'd be prepared for it the next time around, and, you know, well, she's, you know, that's during the same song or whatever, and she'd just be laughing. I think she'd get a kick out of it. I think she'd think it was funny.
I'm definitely hoping that they do have some pranks near the end of this tour, though, because the last tour... They really didn't have many pranks there with Need to Breathe. I don't think they actually had any. It was kind of the main opening acts that even got pranked at all.
There's one thing I mentioned, now that you mentioned pranks and opening acts, is Ed Sheeran is opening for this tour. He's amazing. And he was a little nervous on the first night. And he steps up on a speaker and then goes to step up on another speaker and completely falls, like, falls backwards, somersaults, hits his head, and then just gets right up like a champ and keeps going. And then at the end of the song, he's like, that's the first time that's ever had choreography.
That's the sign of a true performer right there, and Ed Sheeran is definitely good.
Right?
Yeah.
Yeah, he is good, and he is so funny, and he does such a good job, like, hyping up the crowd for Taylor, because he really, really engages you in his music. Like, he makes the crowd, like, join in and participate, and, you know, by the time that Taylor's coming on, you're already out of your seat and ready to go, you know? So I will say he's a really good opener, and I think that seeing some pranks between them two would be hilarious, because I think that he just comes off as the guy who would be a hilarious prankster.
Like, this is maybe going to be bad, but, like, I am almost as excited about being in the pit for Ed Sheeran as I am for Taylor.
I don't think that's
because
bad.
Because I love him so much. Also, Florida Georgia Line is also opening, and I love them too.
So it's kind of like
a win-win-win
massive combination of things that I love a lot.
I don't know. Obviously, I'm just gonna. This is pure speculation and hope on my part, but I hope they, like, get up on stage and everybody else is just kind of like whatever, because, you know, like, a lot of people haven't gotten into the arena yet. And I hope they just start playing Cruise, like, right off the bat.
Oh my god, I know all of their songs. I have their entire album, and I listen to it a lot, and I know all of their songs. So I'm going to be singing along.
That's just the one,
like,
song.
A fangirl, and it's going to be really fun.
It's going to be awesome. But yeah, back to the goat thing. Or what if they just brought a goat out on stage? like the mean goat.
Like just the fake goat?
No, like a real goat.
Yeah, like a real goat. So we all know that we're listening to whatever Taylor's playing on the Red Tour, but what else are Swifties listening to?
Well, according to Android on Twitter, Swifties are listening to this song called Still Into You by Paramore, and they described it as a beautiful love story.
I love Paramore. Paramore's really good. Hayley Williams is awesome.
I've never been, like, a huge fan of theirs, but since this song was suggested, I will definitely listen to it.
Yeah, it's great. I haven't bought it yet, but I will do so after recording. It's really cute. It's very catchy and upbeat.
Yeah, I would definitely say give it a listen. Paramore is a very catchy band at times. Hayley Williams is very energetic and enthusiastic with her music, so I would definitely give it a listen.
Everyone, go check it out.
Thank you, Android. So it's getting to be about that time where we unfortunately have to say goodbye. Sad face.
Yeah, this is the end of Taylor Talk 55. I think.
So we want to remind you guys before we sign off, feel free to continue to submit to our mini segments. And you can do that in lots of different ways. You can Facebook us at TaylorTalk13, tweet us at TaylorTalk13. You can Taylor Connect us at TaylorTalk13. Message us or comment or, you know, however you want to do that. You can leave us voicemails, which are our favorites. We love voicemails. And you can leave those, you can either do that by dialing 240-31-SWIFT if you live in the U.S. or anywhere else. If you just go to taylortalking.org, there's a big old box that pops up on the right side of the page that says click here to leave a voicemail. It's really easy to do. So you can do that. And it doesn't have to just be for mini segments. If you have comments, questions, anything to add to a discussion that we've had in one of our episodes, like, honestly, feel free to get a hold of us for pretty much anything and everything. Except for massive hate, because it might make us cry.
No hate mail.
Don't make us cry.
No hate mail. Don't make us cry.
Send all hate mail to Adam. Just kidding.
Oh, he'll love you for that.
Well, I think Adam made that joke about me a couple weeks ago, so it's his payback.
I think you did. It's just true. This is true. So, yeah, make sure that you do that, and keep it awesome, you guys, and we'll talk to you next week.
Woo. Woohoo! Bye, guys. Virtual hand. Oh, wait. Steve, wow. I want to say thank you.
Oh, thank you.
For
thank
being
you.
On the show.
I love that. He goes, sorry, whoa.
I forgot to be considerate, and thank you for coming back for this other episode. It was nice having you on.
Yeah.
Well, I appreciate being here. It's a lot of fun. I mean, this is probably the best way to really kind of hear what's going on, especially with anything that's happening with Taylor or the Red Tour. So, you know, it's great to share my thoughts and opinions on stuff, too. So I thank you guys for inviting me back.
Come back
Well, thanks
anytime.
For being on. It's great to have another male that's not Adam. I mean, I know we have technically two males. We have Adam and Adam's ego, but just kidding. We love you. But, no, seriously, it's good to have another guy hanging out with us and, you know, talking about Taylor. It's awesome. Mm-hmm. So thank you for coming on. All right, for episode 55, this has been Belle,
Maya,
Diane,
and Steve.
Keep it real, guys. Virtual hand hugs. We love you.
See ya.
Bye.
We are in no way directly affiliated with Taylor Swift.